Some of you might be sitting here getting irritated. Some of you might be sitting here saying, you know what, there, here we go again. Grace Fellowship Church, way too harsh. Never heard anything like this before. I can do both. That's not single-mindedness. That right there, if that's going on inside of you, repent of that sin. It can be both ways. Matter of fact, it must be both ways. Wrong. Jesus just said wrong. He said, it's all God's or it's all yours. You can't serve both. You don't get to say, this much is God's and this much is mine. You don't get to say that. That's a wrong heart. If there is a need in God's body, you're to fill it if you have the resources to fill it. Some of you are sitting here saying, I got a lot more than that guy or you. By the grace of God. How dare you think it's your money, says Jesus. How dare you think you can serve two masters? You are either a slave to God or you are a slave to your stuff. You cannot have it both ways. Do not store up for yourself treasures here. How do we store them up in heaven? How did the Acts Church store them up in heaven? Yeah, you know, I'm a pastor, right? My salary will come from y'all. Awfully self-serving, of course, Pastor. If we give more, then you're taken care of. You know what? Wrong heart. Are we preaching the gospel? Is the kingdom being grown? Is it being grown in you? Is it being grown numerically as others be saved? Then guess what? These are the things of God. And if there's a need and you have it, you're to fill it. If there's a need and I have it, I'm to fill it. Very challenging. See, it's radical to follow Christ. If you're sitting there despising the truth about this message, wrong heart. Some of you are sitting here by the grace of God. You get this. You totally get this. And you don't have two piles. And you aren't splitting. And by the grace of God, this is true in your life. And if that's true, then you're not being puffed up about it. You are very humbled that God has shown you this reality. You are already to the place where you understand that you're to live your life in a way that's consistent with the truth that all your stuff is to be used for God's kingdom and for His glory. All your stuff. You know, John Wesley, probably many of you have heard of John Wesley. John Wesley made a fair amount of money in his day because he wrote books and he wrote songs and he amassed quite a bit of wealth. In 1 year, he gave away 35,000 pounds, which in today's dollars is about $70,000, which back then in the 1700s was millions. He gave that much away in 1 year. When John Wesley died, he had 28 pounds in his estate. Now that's a man of God that we all would call a man of God. And guess what? He put his mammon where his mouth was. He lived what he preached. John Calvin says this, it's in your bulletin. Where riches hold the dominion of the heart, God has lost his authority. Where riches hold the dominion of your heart, God has lost his authority. Has God lost his authority in your life? Has he ever had his authority in your life? Is this what's keeping you out of the kingdom? Are you the rich young ruler? Or are you saved and sinning? Repent. Repent of your sin. Some of you are sitting out there today and saying, I don't have much. I'm poor. Good thing I don't have to worry about this message. Really? You got something, don't you? What if somebody else in the church needed it? Whose is it? Closing thought is this. Jesus is telling us that we must not consider our mammon ours. Rather, that it is God's to be used completely for his purposes. Can you even consider dying with $56? Could you even consider that? Even consider it? And then does your mind go to, yeah, Pastor, but if I do that, then I'm a burden on the church and all that. John Wesley wasn't a burden on the church. He paid his own way until he died. He had 28 pounds left. What are his purposes if we're supposed to use it for his purposes? It's anything that brings his kingdom to earth. See, there's a lot of parachurch ministries that you write checks to that I would encourage you to consider whether or not it brings his kingdom to earth. But if it does, that's God's work. Caring for his people and funding the preaching of the gospel. We have youth works here with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I will encourage you to consider, if the gospel's being preached, stay with it. If the gospel's not being preached, get out of it. And I mean the full gospel. See, because those dollars are God's, and they're to build his kingdom. And how dare we ever do something that doesn't preach the full gospel? So the next time you want to feed somebody in Africa, but there's no gospel attached, stop the feel good and put your money toward God's work. Preach the gospel to those kids in Africa. Jesus is telling us that we must not consider our mammon ours, rather that it is God's to be used completely, underlined completely in your closing thought, completely for his purposes. Some of us have a lot of heart change that God needs to wrought in us. Some of us are sitting here very, very stiff-necked, not liking what you're hearing. Repent. Because you know what? Take it up with Jesus. Take it up with Jesus. We just went through what he said and what the words meant. Now, we are called to obedience. Do not lay up treasures. Look, Jesus is speaking. Do not lay up treasures on earth. Rather, lay up treasures in heaven. As we go to prayer, consider your heart. Don't run from this, beloved. And if this is so repulsive to you, you think this is ridiculous teaching, repent of your sin of unbelief. Come under the authority of God and be saved. Let's go to prayer.